I put on something else?
Look, Atlanta, leave the girl alone. Maybe she doesn't want to hear any more music. I know I don't.
Fine company I've got here tonight with you two.
TowardTheUnknownRegion.com.
Thank you. day. Birds sing out a happy tune to help me on my way. Time to be alone. So still from the maddening pace, approaching the truth.
And all of this day show me nothing new, and I find that I am lost without you.
We're using the singles list, the new singles for the 12th of February 1971. It was in the middle of industrial action. The post office apparently were on strike for the first time ever, and it was a 7-week strike. In that period, there was just one of these lists printed this week, today, the 12th of February. The next one wouldn't be printed until the 12th of March, and the prior one had been on the 22nd of January. So we have been struggling a bit. This one's easy because this one was actually printed, so this is an easy week. But we've got various people to thank for giving us the this leaflet in particular, and record retailer. And we've had to check in Record Collector as well, and 45cat.com. So many thanks to those of us who've assisted us, and will continue to assist us over the next, at least the next 4 weeks' worth. That was American Gypsy, although I guess they were only called that because there was already a band called Gypsy in the United Kingdom. If you do a search...
The American Gypsy were...
I think they were
several bands called that, actually.
I think in America they were just called Gypsy, but when they released their single over here, they had to call themselves American Gypsy.
Yeah.
And that was Gypsy Queen, followed by Dead and Gone, the other side of the single, on CBS.
The other band came from Leicester. I think they were more of a...
And that wasn't them.
No. They were more of a psycho pop, weren't they?
That band was we just heard was more like Santana. I was thinking as we listened to them.
You know, when you used to get about, I think Gypsy. I think it was the American band that were more popular in progressive circles, wasn't it?
I don't remember them at all, Les.
Yeah, I remember the name Gypsy.
Well, you're older than me.
Very, very much. American prog rockers from Minneapolis, I think.
Well, it found its way out on a single in this country in 1971. And prior to this, of course, provoked a strong memory for me, Peter Nero, with the theme to Love Story. So it was this kind of time that I would have met up with Kathy. Her parents had clearly taken her to see Love Story, the film, and they allowed me to tag along.
Did you check the handkerchiefs with you so you could?
I was Mr. Tough at the time. Because I was 15. It may have been I saw the film a few weeks after this. I was probably 16 by then. The only
Where do I begin?
Yes, and that's what I was thinking as I sat on the saddle of my RSW, what is it, 15 or 16? Anyway, the white wheeled bicycle with the green, metallic green frame.
Oh.
This was before I had a motorbike, and that was something to behold, an old Phantom Bantam.
Was it a D17 you had?
It was a BSA. It was a 175.
Yeah, 175, yeah.
And the exhaust used to shoot off sometimes when you started it. It was a backfire, and part of the exhaust would fire off like a rocket.
Now, the D10 was the standard one, and the sports version, I think, was the D15, I think it was.
Anyway.
I had a standard D10 one. I tell you what I used to do with mine, right? Because you could go around with L plates, couldn't you?
Yes.
You didn't need a thing.
No.
So what I used to do was take off the air filter up on top of the carburetor, and you could get another 10 or 15 miles an hour out of the thing. But it probably didn't do the engine a lot.
No. DIY tips from Les Newman here as we head toward the unknown region. I'll continue my little story.
I had a couple of accidents on that. But one, because I used to drive...
In a while, listener.
One of them, I never did take my bike test. Anyway, I used to drive to Cambridge, because at that time I was working in Cambridge, so I used to come home on it. And I remember on one occasion, I was going down the back of Fengate. I don't know why I was going down there anyway. And I come to a T-junction because the bike wouldn't stop. And there was a mud bank in front. And I went sailing over the mud bank right into a puddle. Sadly, the bike ended with me having an accident in Cambridge. There was somebody just pulled out in front of me. And the bike went into the side of this car and I just went flying over the bars, you know.
Wow. Didn't stand a chance.
No, that was the end of that.
Mm.
So, you know, I picked myself up. Sadly, the bike was irreparable, and then I took my driving test after that, so I never did continue with bikes.
So, first of all, I sat on my bicycle at the back of the Odeon, because I knew which way they'd come from. After a while, I went round the front of the Odeon. I thought, this is a strange. Where have we got to? And then... After waiting far too long, I went and looked, and I realised I was at the wrong cinema. Love Story was being shown at the Embassy, the ABC.
Yes.
So I sheepishly made my way in. The film had already started.
Well, I thought I used to like about the Embassy. They had a bar there, but they didn't have at the Odeon, did they? Can you remember that? They had a bar at the Embassy.
There's a lot of things I can remember, but I can't remember that.
That had a bar, but the Odeon didn't.
Clearly, anything to do with alcohol, I can't remember it, Les. Alcohol tends to make me fall asleep, actually. Some people get violent, but I just fall asleep.
I used to get worse for wear back, though. That was bad times. Bad times then, you know.
Let us continue with Tommy Rowe. I'll dedicate this to you, Les. Little Miss Goody Two Shoes on Probe Records.
Little Miss Goody Two Shoes, walking by my side. So I took my time. I knew you had the ingredients that could satisfy my mind. Little Miss Goody Two Shoes, I won your love at last. Little Miss Goody Two Shoes, loneliness is in the past. We finally met one day at the corner store. That night I took you out, hoping for a chance to score.
For further information about this week's program, we invite you to visit www.towardtheunknownregion.com.
don't know if either of us know anything about the Soulful Dynamics. That was the A side.
I think they came from Hamburg, from what I seem to understand.
Yeah, they sounded slightly European. I detected an Arnie Schwarzenegger type lilt at one point there. Anyway, the A side was Birdie, which we just heard, preceded by Louisiana Race. And prior to that, I think we played Tommy Rowe and Little Miss Goody Two Shoes on Probe Records. Tommy Rowe's songs always sounded like they were innocent, but if you listen carefully to the lyrics, they kind of weren't. There was another song we played in one of the other hours. That certainly wasn't innocent. Oh, it was Caravan. It was Caravan. Love to love you. We won't say what the lyrics were, but that was for you to listen to and wonder how it got past the censors all those years ago and today.
I was just going to say, by this time in his career, Tommy Rowe had certainly fallen from his dizzy heights.
Ha, 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 ha. Very good, Les. We're going to play Peter Cowap now. C-O-W-A-P. This was a Strawberry Studios production, so that indicates 10cc. And sure enough, on the co-composer credits, it's Graham Gouldman. This is going to be worth investigating here. We're going to play both sides of it. The Man with the Golden Gun and Tampa, Florida.
Thank you.
What treasures did we find out there, Les, about Peter Cowap and Graham Goldman and co?
Yeah, quite. Actually, Peter Cowap was a Manchester-based singer-songwriter. Of course, Graham Goldman also came from the same area. And when he left the Mockingbirds, then they teamed up to form various bands around the Manchester area. Peter Cowap, actually, interesting enough, when he joined as a replacement for Peter Noon when he left,
Herman's Hermits.
So when Peter Noon left, then Peter Cowap replaced Peter Noon as the lead vocal.
Well, I've got Peter Noon's biggest fan in the studio here now. Hello, Kathy.
Hello.
You loved Little Herman, didn't you?
Oh, I did.
But he did. But yeah, he did. He did collaborate quite a bit with Graham Goldman over the years.
Yeah, so we've played quite a lot of 10cc related stuff for Strawberry Productions over the past months, and even the last year or two, I think there's been a lot of it going on. And this was still before 10cc were actually active as a fully formed unit.
They started. Well, they were early 70s. They were coming together, weren't they?
Satisfaction on the Decca label. Quite a few singles today on the Decca record label. If you want to check out what it looks like, what the playlist looks like, you can always do that here.
www.towardtheunknownregion.com,
where somebody laboriously types out all the artists and the labels. I'm distracted because Les is on my left trying to wave at Kathy, who is on my right. Kathy can't see what Les is doing because she's not leaned forward enough. Let us have a little bit of semblance of sanity here with Satisfaction. Oh, Love It Is. Love It Is. Here we go.
Oh, So turn your love and let yourself go. Love.
that was the Flaming Ember, which had dropped the act that they were actually originally called the Flaming Embers. And they had a huge hit with Westbound Number 9, which was their massive big hit.
Well, as you can perhaps gather, there's been a bit of a disaster with the microphone at my end of the string in the studio. Les, thank you for helping out. We've lost contact with Les now. Anything that could go wrong has gone wrong. You can check out what has been played at towardtheunknownregion.com. It was a combination of The Soulful Dynamics, Ronno, Satisfaction, Brian England, Freddie Waters, Flaming Ember, Crackerjack, also known as Smokey Forbes. And we're going to leave you with a thought for 3 days' time. It was Decimalisation Day on the 15th of February 1971. We'll be more together next week. Be seeing you.
D-E-C-I-M, Hey-L-I-S-A-tion. Decimalization, decimalization. Soon it's gonna be time to change the money round, 'cause we've got decimalization, decimalization. There's 100 new pennies now for every pound. 5 new pennies are like a shilling, and 10 new pence is a tube of this. A 50 pence piece hasn't got a milling, it's seven-sided and a half a quid, with a half and a one and two new pence. Decimal shopping will commence. Then we'll have decimalization, decimalization. Soon it's gonna be time to change the money round, 'cause we've got decimalization, decimalization. There's 100 new pennies now for every pound. Gone are the days when 12 old pence added up to make a shilling, not much sense. The half crown too has gone for good, a coin that foreigners never understood. Now some people who were feeling very bright have put their heads together just to make things right. They have made it easy for every citizen, 'cause all we have to do is count from 1 to 10.
We call it decimalization, decimalization. Soon it's gonna be time to change the money round, 'cause we've got decimalization, decimalization. There's 100 new pennies now for every pound. We call it decimalization, decimalization. Soon it's gonna be time to change the money round, 'cause we've got decimalization, decimalization. There's 100 new pennies now for every pound.
Whoa.
All kinds. professor's not bent.
Camp Freddy, everybody in the world is bent.